This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, announcing the opening at Ted's of Beverly Hills, Classy Ladies. We're going to talk about it tonight at the Phil Hendry Show. Stick around. Ought to be a lot of fun. Stick around. It'd be fun.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
And we have a contest to announce, right, Ted?
We do, Phil. At the end of this hour, we're going to announce a contest where you can win yourself a Best of Phil Hendry Show 2004 CD. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
All right, let's talk a bit here, Ted. About Ted's of Beverly Hills Classy Ladies, which you describe as adult entertainment for the entire family. Now, that's controversial.
Well, Phil, it is controversial. But I want to tell you something, and I want to start this out very carefully with everyone listening. We are not joking about this idea, and we feel that Ted's of Beverly Hills, which has a reputation for serving its customers a great dining as well as a night out experience, is expanding. We're going to include an even greater night out. We have begun, Phil, a bold venture, which we think only Ted's of Beverly Hills can take on. Now, about 2 months ago, I was talking with Pete Silvestri, one of our partners, and I said to him, why can't there be? And I said to Pete, I'll never go, we were having lunch over here at Dayton Al's. I said, why can't there be an adult entertainment night spot that is also family-friendly? Now, Las Vegas has made a sort of stab at it, but you've got to travel literally hundreds, if not thousands of miles to get to Las Vegas. What about in your own hometown? In other words, a place where a man can have adult entertainment, but he doesn't have to be embarrassed to bring his wife or his kids. Now, I really believe that what troubles so many marriages, Phil, is a lot of spouses are off doing their own thing. It's called being a married single. I learned this term when Marcy and I were in couple counseling. We are in the initial construction stages of Ted's of Beverly Hills Classy Ladies. It's going to be on Santa Monica Boulevard. And part of the appeal will be not only the most beautiful dancers in the world for the men to enjoy, for dad to relax to, but we will have Ted's Playground. And this is going to be an area that the kids will have to play in. There's going to be video games. We're going to have hot fudge sundaes, more hot fudge sundaes than you kids can possibly imagine. And for the kids, with soft drinks, music for mom, there's going to be magazines. We'll have DVDs, all of our widescreen TVs. Also, Phil, the interesting thing, all of our widescreen TVs are going to be split screen so that mom can watch the DVD that she chose to watch with the other gals. And on the other side of the screen, she can also see the action going on in the Classy Lady Lounge. Because remember that the Classy Lady Lounge is a place for dad, but mom could join him in there as well.
All right, before we go any further, obviously the kids' playground is separate from the lounge where the dancers are.
Absolutely. When you walk in, there will be a host or hostess, and you can either go right or left. If you go right, you'll go into our Classy Lady Lounge, where we got some of the most beautiful dancers in the world, and they'll kick your teeth out. They're gorgeous. Or if you go left, you head into Ted's Playground, and that's where we've got everything for the kids and for mom. And we just think, Phil, it's...
So you have a club here that is for the entire family, but actually it's dad in one room and mom and the kids in another.
Well, not necessarily. That's why I said mom can join dad in the Classy Lady Lounge. We've got adult supervision for the kids, if that's what she chooses. So this is not a place where everyone gets to do what they want. You can still be together, in other words, and still sort of do your own thing. And that's really what we're about at Ted's Beverly. I want you to do your own thing. And still enjoy the family experience.
All right, now, what do you mean when you mention here on-site counseling?
All right, Phil, this is something that we hope we never have to use, but because we are family-friendly and we believe that it's important for families to stay together, or at least take care of the children, we do have on-site counselors who are there to help with any possibility that might arise between our male customers and some of the dancers.
All right, I'm going to ask you about that in a moment. Our number is 1-800-449-8686 if you want to talk to Ted about what appears to be one of the boldest new ventures that I've ever heard of, Ted. You mentioned Las Vegas, but Las Vegas is gambling. It's not incorporating adult dancers. These are women who are nude?
These are women who, we have all nude. We have all nude between 8 and 2 a.m., and then we have, of course, the dancers who are topless, basically with the G-strings, but we have the full all-nude review. And but again, I want people to understand, while Dad is enjoying himself and relaxing, Mom and the kids are in Ted's Playground. We've got more entertainment there for them, and the family can hook up later on. And so that you're never apart. And
all right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills about Ted's Playground, or Ted's of Beverly Hills Classy Ladies.
That is correct.
Now, you're going to open up more than one.
Well, we're certainly going to see how the initial nightclub does in the Beverly Hills area, and then we will expand to our Miami Beach location. We will try to expand to our Walnut Creek location and other places. So we think that we have offered to the American people something that they've needed for a long time, and that is, if Dad goes off and he wants to enjoy some of the beautiful exotic dancers, he's going to for whatever reason, he's tired and he just wants to relax, there's a bottomless review, and he wants to go out and see that, so he'll go out. What does the rest of the family do? They're staying at home. Can't he bring his wife and kids with him? And I think we found out a way that he can do that.
All right, now what are the on-site counselors?
All right. We have on-site counselors, Phil. We don't want our customers going home. We don't want any unhappiness. Now, what happens is sometimes you'll have a male customer leave with a dancer. He leaves his family. It is not anything that we are looking, encouraging. But if he leaves his family without any word of explanation, our counselors, if need be, are called in to explain to the wife that their husbands still do indeed love them, but have left the premises apparently with one of our dancers, and then we provide the family with a ride home.
Now, how can that be encouraging families to stay together when you anticipate the father is going to leave with the dancer? And what is it about professional dancers leaving with the clients?
Well, understand, Phil, that we have a very upper-class clientele. The men that we serve have a lot of money. A woman who dances, let me tell you something, a woman who dances adult dancing for a living, and I've worked in the adult entertainment business for nine years. I owned a piece of a nightclub. The dancers, the minute they see a guy flash some money, they want to marry the guy. So it happens that they're going to leave with one of the customers, and we want to soften the blow. That's why we do have the on-site counselors. And it's nothing that we want to have happen.
All right, if I just want to try to get my mind around this. If one of your dancers leaves with one of the male patrons who has his wife and kids in the Ted's Playground part of the club.
Yeah.
You don't make an attempt to stop him or...
Well, that's not what we do. I'm not going to intrude on someone's decision, you know. But what we will do is we immediately alert our counselors. They'll go in, they'll talk to the wife, sit her down with the wife and kids, explain the situation, tell them that we certainly do hope that he returns or whatever. But we want them to know that we are there for them.
And well, what do you tell them?
Well, we...
What do you say to a woman?
Well, we say your husband apparently has left with one of our dancers. And at that time, we will counsel her through the initial grieving period. There's a grieving period and so on. We give them a ride home. 99.9% of the time, they're gone for the afternoon and they're back home. So it's really not a big thing. But we want to make sure, being a family-friendly enterprise, that we cover all of our bases. I am going to tell you, I'm going to make a prediction right now. The Ted's of Beverly Hills Classy Ladies, a adult emporium for the entire family, is going to take off like hotcakes. It is going to be the next thing, I think, in family entertainment.
All right, we're talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills about Ted's of Beverly Hills Classy Ladies, a place that will include, under the same roof, adult dancers for Dad and for his friends, and Ted's Playground, a place where kids and Mom can enjoy DVDs, Hot Fudge Sundays, magazines, so on and so forth. They also have on-site counseling so that if, for whatever reason, the father leaves with one of the dancers, they can counsel the family, talk to them about what happened, get them a ride home. And the whole idea behind Ted's of Beverly Hills Classy Ladies is why... is it that a father wants to go off to see a bottomless review, as he put it? I don't know where that is. And he can't bring his family. 1-800-449-8686. He thinks it's going to take off. What say you? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
How do you know Rosie O'Donnell hasn't eaten her children? Have you seen them lately?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's in Beverly Hills has been known for great steaks for the longest time, but right now, Ted's in Beverly Hills is about to open Ted's in Beverly Hills Classy Ladies, where you can enjoy an adult entertainment experience with your entire family.
At Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
All right, now Ted Bell joins us. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Is it possible to have an adult entertainment emporium? And that's really what you're proposing here, Ted, isn't it?
It is, Phil. It's a lot of things under one roof, featuring adult entertainment.
Now, the adult entertainment is, and the question is it possible to have this under one roof, adult entertainment and a place where kids and moms can enjoy themselves? And you feel that it's an idea whose time has finally come.
Well, the reason why we got the idea more than anything else, Ted, as I mentioned to Phil, Pete Silvestri was telling me about his idea, because Pete, as I do, as a lot of men do, enjoy relaxing at the end of a very long work day. Maybe you don't want to immediately go home to your wife or to the family, because there's a lot of decompressing that you want to do. You're going to be going home to a woman who you love very, very much. You love her very much. But it's the same woman you've been going home to for 10, 15 years. And what you'd like to do is, before you have to go home and, look at her, you know what it is? It's like Chuck E. Cheese meets Jaguars, if you will, Phil, but with more sensitivity.
Wait, before you go home and see your wife?
Before you go home and she opens the door and there, there it is. That, you know, what you want to do is you want to go out and you want to take a look at something that you want to just relax, is what I'm trying to say. Enjoy yourself, relax, and take a look at a beautiful woman, and then that girds you for the experience of going home. Well, why not, rather than that, have a man be away from his children, have a man be away from his wife, why not allow him to bring them to the Ted's of Beverly Hills Classy Ladies, and then after he has seen the adult dancers, and now he can face her, and I can tell you, Phil...
If I could interrupt you, this sounds like an experience that is primarily for men.
Absolutely not.
Well, when you say Ted DiBellio's Classy Ladies, the name implies it's mostly about ladies.
No, that's what sells it, but no, it is not strictly about the dancers.
All right, because when you sell it, you say, well, he can go in there and gird himself for when he has to go home and see his wife.
No. I'm sorry if I made it sound like that. What I'm saying is, he can go in and he can enjoy some of the most beautiful women in the world. They'll kick your teeth out. And as I said, we have the all-bottomless review from 8 o'clock on. At the same time, he knows that his wife and kids are not steps away, but that he doesn't necessarily have to rush home. He can stay and enjoy himself, have a couple of cutties on the rocks, or whatever it is that he enjoys, while his wife and kids are having the hot fudge sundaes. And
does it strike you as a little bit sexist, and I'm not saying you're doing this, but I imagine you might get this complaint, that while he's getting to watch nude women, she is taking care of the kids?
No, she's not. We have all kinds of people that keep the kids entertained.
Well, does she have any... Do you have any Chippendales dancers for her?
Well, that's not really... We did a lot of research, and we found that that's not really what women want. They enjoy the company of their kids. When their husbands are not with them, the number one thing that women enjoy is to be with their children and to watch them play and enjoy themselves, and just to have a... You know what the American woman wants, Phil? More than anything else, today's American woman wants nothing more than a good magazine and to put her feet up. And if her husband is off doing whatever he's doing, she just wants to know that he's close by, all right? And she wants to know that the kids are safe. If she knows that, all she wants is a good magazine, a good Harlequin romance, to put her feet up and to just sit and lay there, you know, get a manicure or whatever. And we have manicures, pedicures, all that.
And meanwhile, her husband's in the next wing, it's almost a separate wing, watching adult dancers.
Absolutely right. We've been able to identify this, Phil. It is a million-dollar idea, and all I can tell any entrepreneur out there who wants a piece of this, let me tell you something. Ted Bell's got his name on it, but you know what? We will be looking for investors in the future.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Cheryl, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
Oh, okay, I just want to know, he's saying he's going to offer counseling if the dad has to go off with one of his dancers.
Well, we don't want that to
happen. How are they going to explain, let me finish, please. How are they going to explain to the children why the dad even needs to go there in the first place? Is there any counseling for that?
Oh, daddy's relaxing.
Daddy's relaxing? Yeah. Well, then why does the family need to go?
Because daddy wants to know his family is with him. He can go out and see the kids when he wants to. Go back in, you know. In other words, he can bring his family
to
the
same place. So
you're
not going to have any advertising whatsoever identifying this as a strip club. So
it's
you're
an
not,
adult
you're
entertainment
not
emporium.
Children.
It's an adult entertainment emporium. And I would say to the lady that, you know, we haven't even got it off the ground. I think before passing judgment, we would invite you to come on in with your husband and kids and to see what we have to offer, because it's...
where I'm going to go. Okay.
Well, I mean,
This is the stupidest idea I have ever heard
of.
Well,
I think you ought to talk to your husband about that first and see if the two of you... Because, look, either he's going by himself and you don't know it, or he's going and you know where he is.
Okay, he can go.
Yeah,
doesn't mean
got you
I
on
have
that
to
one.
Go with the family.
Got you on that one, didn't I?
No, but that
nailed
doesn't
you.
Mean I have to go with the family. You didn't catch me on anything.
You guys nailed you on
can
that.
Go. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. But you don't freaking, A, leave with a dancer, and you certainly don't go there with small children.
Well, no, the children are not exposed to the dancers, Phil. Did I make that clear?
I'm not suggesting that they are exposed
to
the dancers.
What is wrong with it, then?
What's wrong with it? Okay, so you're not going to have any advertising outside of this building
that
identifies it as an adult club.
Yes, it's called Ted's of Beverly Hills Classy Ladies.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with the adult entertainment business. You don't have to have a sign that says adult entertainment. You can, certainly in your advertising, you let your patrons know what you're offering. But I would say to you that before you pass judgment, you should experience it.
Well, look at what we've heard here tonight, Ted. I'm not criticizing.
So, are you going to have like family discount night or something?
Hold on, Cheryl. I'm not criticizing, but what you're saying is that you walk in and.
Well, you got a real sarcastic, you know, broad on the phone. I mean, I don't mean broad, but you got this lady on the phone who's very sarcastic.
No, you mean broad. That's fine.
No, I don't. No, and don't freak. Well, yeah, Monday night is ladies' night, as a matter of fact.
Oh my God.
What do you offer on ladies' night?
Well, it's nothing she'd be interested in.
Oh, what, you know, do I get a pedicure?
Maybe. But the point is, women who are not angry, I think, would enjoy it. I think you've got an anger issue, so.
All right,
no,
women who are not ball breakers.
No. I've been to strip clubs before, and I don't have a problem with them in general, but when you're suggesting that you're going to have a family wing, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, yeah, but you can't tell me why. And that's been your problem since you started
your. I can't tell you why.
That's been your problem since you started
the facility.
I told you they're not exposed to the dancers. So you still can't tell me why. You called up with all this anger and hostility because I don't know. Maybe your husband.
So what? You're going to have like an underground area like Disney has, like a separate city.
Well, I explained it. I explained it already. You know, your problem is you're afraid your husband will go off with a dancer. In which case, we still have counselors for you.
You are unbelievable.
Well, you know what.
So how do you explain?
All right, Cheryl, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. It's obvious, you know, Ted, that you're not explaining it very well.
I'm explaining it perfectly. There's nothing I'm leaving out. That lady called out because she can't, and a lot of women are like this, Phil. And I'm not saying women lack imagination. We know very well that there are a great many women who have imagination. But today's woman who is married to the kind of guy that might go to a place like this, she might not have a lot of imagination. A lot of women do have imagination. But the women who are married to guys that relax over a cutty and enjoy the bottomless review might not have imagination. So I'm saying, try to imagine the fact that there's a place where your husband can go and enjoy the bottomless review.
What is this with the bottomless review?
That's what we're pushing right now. That's going to be our opening night. But in any event, he can enjoy that, and you're in the next wing with the kids, and they're having hot fudge sundaes, and you're just laying down, and you're taking a nap.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. An adult emporium, Ted's of Beverly Hills Classy Ladies, opening in a few months, where he will have adult dancers for dad, and just go across the hall, and there's a playground for the kids, and mom can have a good book or a magazine, put her feet up, get a pedicure, or take a nap. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Beverly Hills is a great place to work. And not only can you work at Ted's of Beverly Hills as one of our food servers, but if you are a female, we are auditioning for our Ted's of Beverly Hills Classy Ladies. It's served the meat at night, and you can work that meat.
All right, hold on. I can't have, Ted, I can't have that.
I'm sorry.
That 1-800-449, can we dump that, please? 1-800-449-8686. You commented, though, the food servers, the waitresses?
That is correct, Phil. Our waitresses, the ladies who work at our cocktail lounge, are going to be asked if they'd like to audition for our Classy Lady Review, so they can work at our steakhouse. They can also go over to the Classy Lady Lounge, and it's a great opportunity, I think, for women to work in a very professional and very classy environment. And the tip of money in dancing is really phenomenal. It's a six-figure income per year for some girls. And I think that any man, any family going to Ted's Beverly Hills Classy Ladies can feel good about helping a young lady through college.
All right, let's let people know that the Ted's Beverly Hills Classy Ladies will be an adult emporium where there will be professional dancers for the men and for the adults, men and women?
Men and women, yeah.
And on the other side are the kids, and the mothers can be with the kids or not?
Well, we encourage the women to be with the kids because we have people watching the kids. Don't get me wrong. Mom can join Dad and enjoy herself in the Classy Lady Lounge. A lot of the people who are watching the kids are also doubling busing tables over at our steakhouse. So some days we're stretched a little thin. So if you can stay with the kids, we do appreciate that very much. But if you want to be with your husband, then we certainly understand.
All right. Are the kids watched?
Yes, they are, Phil. Please, don't misunderstand me. The children, there's adult supervision all the time.
But are they being watched by who? Are these professionals?
They are absolutely professionals.
You mentioned that they're being watched by people that are bussing the tables, too, over at the steakhouse.
Sometimes. That's all I'm saying, sometimes. That doesn't mean every day. Sometimes, if we get stretched thin, we've got to bring a valet or one of the kids that busses the tables, yeah. Sometimes. That's like once every... I mean, it just isn't that much.
All right, 1-800-449-86...
Please don't misunderstand, Phil. We got a professional operation here.
I understand that. 1-800-449-8686, Ted's of Beverly Hills Classy Ladies, adult dancing and a children's emporium and a place for mom all under one roof so that Dad no longer has to go to the adult dancer place and leave the family behind. Let's go to Althea. Althea, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, ma'am.
I'm going to make this short, and then I can just listen afterwards.
All right.
I really don't see how this can be a family affair. The family affairs that I'm accustomed to, wherever they go in the room, the whole family can go in every room and participate, and they're actually having a family outing. I see this as an outing for the man that he can't do at the house. He's having his family come for, he's in another room doing it where the family is doing what they can do at the house there.
Well,
so I don't see how it can be a family affair.
Well, you know that Dad,
at
your home, your dad may be reading a book, mom may be making a cake, the kids are playing video games. You're all under the same roof, but you're all doing different things. Why can't we do that in a nightclub setting? I think we can. I think with Ted's of Beverly Hills Classy Ladies, you can enjoy yourself with your children out there while your husband is next door, relaxing. Our bottomless review, as I said, begins.
Okay, we've gotten the plug-in for that.
I just wanted to know.
I see that it's a commercial for a guy saying that, okay, You want to keep your family together, or rather, you want to do it and have your parents, your wife's permission. Oh, bring them here. We can get their nails done. You can watch your,
absolutely,
have something for the kids.
Absolutely.
Then, you know,
yes,
get your wife's permission to do,
exactly,
what you want to do. What you know, if you leave her at home, you can't do it because you know it's not right anyway.
Well, no, it's
so
not that it isn't.
So here's an underhandedness about it.
Ma'am, I wouldn't say that it's not right. I think you're delivering a moral judgment, which we don't want to do at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We understand that people enjoy themselves anyway they want. But why would you want to sit at home with the kids while your husband is off being influenced by some dancer, you know, who has a big
okay,
hair?
I'll answer your question.
When you could be next door.
Why would I approve of something that I'm not going to approve at home? He should be home in the first place. That's like saying, okay, I have an 11-year-old. My 11-year-old is going to have sex anyway, so I say he can have sex in my house.
Well, this isn't about sex. This isn't about sex. But here's the thing. When you come to Ted's Beverly Hills, Classy Ladies, when you're in the other room with the kids, we have split-screen TVs. You can watch a movie.
I heard all of that.
And on the other side of the screen,
you don't have to replug it.
But on the other side of the screen, you can see what's going on inside the club and keep an eye on your husband.
Why would I want to do that? That's defeating the whole purpose.
Well, no, what do you mean?
Either I'm going to be home and trust him to do what's right, or I'm going to sit there and watch him like a hawk. I'm just part of the
investigator. No, it's not watching him like a
hawk.
You may see something that you like and you want to go in there.
Stupid.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on, Althea. Why do you have a split screen?
Because she can see what he's doing, or she can see what show's on, and she may want to go in.
So she's either keeping an eye on him or watching the show while with the kids.
Exactly.
It's not a family thing. It's a man thing, and if you want to bring your family
give you I'm just saying, wouldn't you rather be there
psychology.
While your husband is under the influence of some dancer who's got a very large pair, or I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that, but
no.
Wouldn't
no.
you rather be there
no.
than at home
no.
where he's not? He,
no,
right.
no, no. If I don't want it at the house, I don't want it there.
If you were answering me honestly, you can be in the bounce house with the kids in the other room with your kids,
no,
knowing your
no,
whole family's
no.
having a good time.
No.
Well,
I don't care where he is. Whatever he's doing is not right, and I don't want to be a part of it. And I don't want the kids because I'm saying, oh, it's okay for the parent. Because you know what? To me, that's the same thing as saying, okay, kids, I'm going over here, and my husband is over there having an orgy. I'm not saying that that's your place, but I'm saying they have places like that as well.
I'm saying that while you're jumping in the plastic balls,
the kids and their wives are over there. There's no difference.
Well, look, our motto, Althea, is while you're jumping in the plastic balls with the kids, he's over there having a ball. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Althea. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. I think it sits rather uncomfortably with some women that their husbands are in the next room looking at women dancing. Are they putting dollar bills and stuff into G-strings?
Well, they're doing what you do, you know. But the point I try to make to her, wouldn't you rather know that you're within a few steps of what your husband's doing than for you to be across town? You're at your home while he's in some crosstown bar under the influence of a dancer named, you know, whatever, Bubbles, and she's got two beach balls, and he's completely under her influence, and there's nothing you can do. You got to get into a cab and drive cross town. And by then, he's halfway to the border.
What do you mean halfway to the border? Like he's gonna...
Well, some of these guys leave with these dancers, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. She's got two beach balls, and he's halfway to the border with her. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Define prostitute. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
I want to apologize. I didn't mean if your husband runs off with one of our dancers who's got a couple of beach balls for breasts. I don't mean that. What I mean is, I'm sure that he loves you. I'm saying that when a man isn't with his... Forget it.
All right, well, hold on, man. You can explain it during the body of the show.
I know, but I wanted to put it in the commercial because I feel that people are misunderstanding.
Do you have dancers with beach ball-sized breasts?
No, we don't. What we have are some very beautiful women. And I'm just saying, a woman who is a wife to a man and a friend to a man, let's face it, it's a very valuable thing, Phil. It's a very valuable thing to have a woman who cares about you and loves you. And who...
Yeah, it's so valuable, man, that you're worried about your guy, the patrons in your lounge, running off with some chick named Bubbles halfway to the border.
I never...
You said that just before the commercial. Okay.
So I'm saying that a woman who is in the children's wing having a hot fudge sundae, jumping in a bounce house, she knows where her husband is. If she sees something on the split screen that doesn't look right, then...
Well, what would that be, Ted? I mean, a guy's going to give a girl $20 so that he can take his glasses off and fit his face someplace. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Do you have to be graphic? I mean...
Well, you come... What? So she's going to see that and do what?
Then she can come in... and tell him how she feels about it, or join him. I don't know.
What wife is going to join him? I mean,
I don't know. I'm saying it's not my business to tell a man or a woman how to conduct their family. I'm just saying...
All right.
See, I'm the sponsor of this hour, and I feel that I haven't been treated fairly. And...
Ted, I've heard everything that you had to say.
I know that, but I believe that you could assist me in explaining to the audience. And
my understanding and the agreement that I have with my employer and you is that I am a impartial moderator. All right?
I don't think that's the case. I think because I'm a sponsor, you would help me sell the idea. And
no, that's not what I heard. That's not what I heard. I didn't hear that.
Well, that's my understanding with your employers.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Doug. Doug, go ahead.
Yeah, hi there. How you guys doing? This is a very interesting concept.
Thank you.
Yeah, the main problem is you're going to have to set up a shop for Child Protective Services. You might as well just give them a room there because, you know, for any 4-year-old or 5-year-old is going to say, well, what is adult entertainment, Mommy?
No, well, you don't have to answer them, do you?
Well, by golly, you do.
No, you don't. There's a law that says you've got to answer a kid's question.
Now we're condoning lying, then.
Wait a minute. You are talking about the law. Now you want to shift over to morality?
Well,
the law does not tell me that I have to tell a 3-year-old anything, Doug. And if you feel that way about your kid, good luck. You don't have to tell him anything. They're going over to play in a bounce house, and Daddy's off having fun.
That's right. That's right. Daddy's
right.
Going to get some whipped cream in his face. And
well, maybe you like to talk. Well, maybe
Daddy.
You like to talk to 3-year-olds about that kind of thing, Doug. Have fun.
No, I said 4-year-old. Actually, my daughter's 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when they're four, they're old enough to hear about whipped cream. Oh man, this guy's in trouble.
No, but
where'd you get this guy?
Screen,
he's
thinking,
a caller
if
who wants...
watching the split screen, then they're going to be looking at it, too.
What's that?
Or is it a handheld split screen?
What is that?
I said if Mom's looking at the split screen, then I guess it's a handheld split screen because the kids can't see it then.
It's pixelated.
Ah, okay. And your boss boys are providing daycare
you know
at the same time then?
I'm just cutting you off at the pass, aren't I? With every...
This gentleman has some legitimate questions.
Yeah, but I'm cutting them off at the pass.
What does that mean, you're cutting them off at the pass?
Every time you try to bust on me, I got a great comeback.
Oh, please.
I was thinking of... Am I on the air? Was I cut off?
Look, Doug, one thing. Don't ever ask me if you're on the air. Don't ever ask me if you're on the air.
I'm so sorry.
No caller on the Phil Hendry Show should ever ask, am I on the air? Because that tells me that you're like a professional talk show caller, and I don't like people like that.
No, you tell him, Phil.
Why don't you shut up, Ted? I'm talking to the guy right now.
All this guy wants to know is whether or not 4-year-olds get to know about whipped cream. Well, I'm sorry, sir. I'm not that kind of guy.
Well put. So,
all right,
how
Doug,
about...
thanks for your call. Let's move on to Tom. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I just don't see how you can figure it moral when the kids are in that room watching a split screen and seeing their daddy give these girls money in their T-straps. How can you figure that moral?
Well, first of all, you can explain to the kids that daddy's just playing. All right?
Daddy's just playing. What happens when they get older and they decide to go out and go playing like that?
Well, if they're old enough, then that's their business. What am I going to track them down and tell them they can't do it?
What you're doing is you're making them think that it's okay for them to do that kind of stuff, and it's not.
Tom, I'm trying to tell you that I'm giving you and your friends a place to go where the women are, the strippers are actually good looking, okay? No more do you have to go into those roadhouses and look at these beasts. And not only that, your wife and your kids are in the next room in a bounce house jumping around in balls. Looking at Oprah having a hot fudge sundae.
I tell you what, I wouldn't take my wife and kids into one of your steakhouses right now. because I think you're
What's
a big pile of junk.
What's that? What have my steakhouses got to do with it?
Because I wouldn't give you any money at all to do anything you want to do with, because it ain't right. You're not.
Well, I will tell you this, Tom. I don't ask anything of you other than when you walk into my restaurant or my classy lady lounge that you have your teeth in when you do it. God.
What are you talking about?
Well, come on, man. Are they still in the nightstand?
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Right.
How can you go to sleep at night knowing that you're letting kids watch our daddy put money in other women's hands?
Are you honestly telling me what to do with my life, and you haven't had the common courtesy to go out and get bridge work done?
Oh, yeah. You talk about, how do you know my bridge work needs done?
Brother, you are a gummer if ever I heard one, okay? And I've only seen two gummers in my life, and they both worked for me at a strip club. Now, I can...
Oh, come on!
They got top dollar.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, real quick, here is the contest. Email to phs@philhendryshow.com with the subject line containing only the word meat. You have to complete this sentence. We want to put our meat in your blank. Complete that sentence. We want to put our meat in your blank. Email that to phs@philhendryshow.com. And when you enter in the subject line, enter in only the word meat. That way we will know exactly that it's for the contest, okay? The best answer that we get by the last hour of the show tomorrow night wins a Best of the Year 2004 CD, Fahrenheit 7-Eleven, okay? We want to put our meat in your blank. Best answer wins a Phil Hendry Show CD. It's a Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.